This is CPR News and Care, CC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A nonprofit has filed a federal civil rights complaint alleging that Colorado College failed to protect Jewish students from discrimination and harassment. CPR's Jenny Brundine explains.
The National Jewish Advocacy Center alleges the college permitted a hostile anti-Semitic climate to fester. The complaint says Jewish students faced slurs and genocidal chants last year during student protests in support of the people of Gaza. It accuses the college of engaging in deliberate indifference and claims that Jewish students are afraid to return to campus this fall. The complaint asks the Office for Civil Rights to initiate an investigation. The college says it strongly condemns anti-Semitism and all forms of discrimination and harassment. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado College holds the license for KRCC, which is operated by Colorado Public Radio. The Clear Creek County Sheriff's Office says finding missing puppies could be the key to solving a murder. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
The sheriff's office is investigating the homicide of Paul Peavy, a dog breeder in Idaho Springs, whose body was found over the weekend. The agency says up to 10 of Peavy's Doberman puppies are missing. Investigators are asking anyone who bought a Doberman puppy in central Colorado in the last week to check if it has a microchip linking to Peavy's business, Elite European Dobermans. Authorities are also requesting anyone who bought one of Peavy's Dobermans since June to contact the Clear Creek County Sheriff's Office. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A photographer Denver police injured during protests in 2020 will get more than $430,000 under a settlement. Ambrosia Cruz's attorney says police followed Cruz into a parking garage near the state capitol and shot him with pepper balls. It's CPR News and KRCC.